Good evening, family. I'm Lisa. I'm an addict.
Hi, Lisa.
You guys hold that thought. I came in the program, Hadia, and you stay here long enough and deal with your own issues. Or if you don't deal with them, they will deal with you and you will address them. So I am in the area in which I got clean, so I'm pretty excited. So just hold on to that thought, because I'm definitely comfortable being Lisa today. And as I share and get to it, it'll make a whole lot of sense. But let me just first say, if you're new to Narcotics Anonymous, welcome. If this is your first convention, we have a newbie at our table, so we are really excited. It's the up top table over there. I'm from Newark, New Jersey. Yeah. My clean date is September 1st, 1990. It's been a long journey. And this is the sponsee brunch. So let me just say off the top, I need to kind of like get some stuff off. I got clean in D.C., so this my area is real familiar to me. This was the first convention I came to when I had 7 months clean. It wasn't as big as it is now. We have grown mightily, and that's wonderful. But the woman that raised me in recovery, she is here. And so I am so thankful for sponsorship. So let's just talk about what the program's about. So I came in here, Hadia, you know, from Newark, Brick City, fine as ever, so I thought, dumb as hell, I found out. But through sponsorship, I have found out who I am and most importantly, whose I am. And what this woman did for me, and it's so important because I've just had an incredible experience this morning. So I know that I'm in the right place 26 years later. Some people may not make it to 26. So I'm going to give you what I know will work for you, and you don't have to wait like 15 years to figure out what you got to work on if you get busy. We got 12 steps. That's the only reason we need a sponsor. So it would be kind of stupid to be in a 12-step program and not do any step work. So let's just put that out. But what I realized, what she gave me food. When I hit my bottom, I mean, I was eating Bon-Ton potato chips and big old bottles of Pepsi, you know, because, you know, getting that run from that dope in the back, I needed something for that drain. And she started feeding me. I mean, physically feeding me. I didn't realize how hungry I was. But she's a sponsor in recovery. She was working already on a spiritual program. But you got to get fed where you are. I didn't realize how hungry I was. They had money. They had been working in the program, so they was going out to eat every day. I hadn't had a carb and a protein in years. So sister was going to places getting like seafood. I'm looking for the happy meal on the meal in a seafood restaurant. Hungry as hell. And Janice would say, baby, get whatever it is that you want. God knows I wanted a lobster. But I'm looking, you know, they don't even have a price for that. So I know I ain't got the money. I'm just getting clean. I have no money. But my sponsor had all that I needed. She said, get what you want, baby. Right? And she right here. So she'll know. She'll tell you if I'm lying. So my first 4 years, I ain't had no money. Money was the least of things that I had. Because she said stuff like, you know, sponsors say, they say slick stuff. Like, your money ain't your money as long as you owe somebody. Girl, it's crazy. Work hard. You know, have a lot of money. You know. But I owed everybody by the time I got in here. But I didn't realize how broken I was. So this morning, you know, I really got in touch with just the power of sponsorship, of someone to guide you through the process. And why is that so necessary? Because I came in here knowing everything, or I thought I did. You know, I grew up a little fast. Newark, New York, just, you know, you just run and do what you have to do. It's just a different kind of run, that's all. But you can't keep running from yourself, and that's what I have been doing for years. Right, and in the end, so that we're real clear, I started out like smoking. We actually OE, honey, in the bottle, the full bottle, honey, the 40-ounce hood rat. You could always dress up the outside, but there is something about when you get some pen to paper and people to meet you where you are, that the truth will come out, right? I'm so overwhelmed because, you know, when you don't know how broken you are, because I came in cute and tipsy, you know, and sister would be like, let her be who she is. Let her walk, let her roam, just let her come. I'm thankful. I'm so thankful for that. Because I, you know, when your soul is gone, you lost. So I have material stuff. But there comes a time where you can't even dress that stuff up. You can't even cover it up enough. So Janice would tell me, go to the meet. Why are you going home changing your clothes? Come with the stuff you have. You know what I'm saying? But the truth is, when the pen start meeting the paper, I had to start telling the truth. So starting out with OE and winding up in a 3x7 bathroom mutilating myself, does someone hear the progression of that? I'm not going all the way through that. So I know what depths I went to get high. I did not plan to be a full-fledged junkie. And so it took me years to even say I shot dope until someone would say something. I said, oh, you, that looks like you got a mist in your arm. A mist what? Didn't think about it, right? So what I know the importance of sponsorship is, on the street, I had plenty of sponsors. I didn't start out shooting no dope. Someone said, this would be a little quicker, shawty. But let the real deal, people on the street said, yeah, she bad, but she a junkie. So someone else knew that I had a problem before I knew I had a problem. I'm talking about back then. So to get here and get to a place of just wanting to perpetrate, it don't work, because at some time the work must begin. Yeah. And you have to get to what your truth is to stay here. She told me, they talk about a firm foundation. She didn't care. I'm back in the day. I'm just telling you, it was different, and different is okay. I'm with the texting, but we're not texting doing no damn step work. That's a one-on-one, baby, because everything ain't about what you write, because let the truth be told, I left out a lot of stuff. It'd say like 10 examples, I have two. She'd be like, girl, something wrong with your ass. You need to think a little longer. Right? She didn't let me. My sponsor did not let me pass through nothing with no minimum of no concern. She knew that my life was on the line, my cute ass, because that's what she said. Your little cute ass, you're going to die if you don't tell the truth. Because do you ever tell a story where everybody in it, and then she'd be, well, were you there? Did you go? Because it is so easy to look to the outside of other people and not want to admit your own shortcomings in life. So the disease didn't care that I had a job and I was making good money. I had no money. In my end, I gave the dope man my money, my check on the 15th and 30th of every month, very faithfully. So I knew something about trust and faith. But when I came up in here, it was a bit of a different task to tell me that I had to trust the process and faith. But thank God for sponsors, because when you have those one-on-one times before you get the pen to the paper, I had already said, well, I gave my money up on the 15th and the 30th. And she was like, you don't think something wrong with that? Like, no, nah, hell no. Nah. I just pull up there with my little raggedy car and give him my money. I never once thought that he would get robbed, raided, or anything. So that same kind of energy that you use to use, if you would put half of that, sister, into your new way of life, you would be well on your way. The truth will set you free. Yeah, I came in the program, Hadia. Y'all heard me say, I'm Lisa. Okay. Got to do a little more step work to get to that. Right? But the firm foundation was so necessary, because things start happening. Life don't change just because I get clean. Yeah. My first year was just deaths. Right? Deaths. How you deal with that? Well, when you do a first step and realize, well, damn, your ass damn near died right before you got here. This is a day at a time program. Slowly, we die daily. What I'm saying, I'm not talking about you. I've come to understand this, because I do want a new way of life. That's why acceptance is so important in the first step. I can say, hey, I told plenty of people, you know, yeah, but they say you a junkie. Yeah, all right, they could talk all about me. And at the end of it, I'm like, you still got that 20 for me? It didn't bother me then. But on this side, when you are fighting with yourself, that internal struggle will whip your ass into submission. To come and to believe that there's got to be a better way. We are living proof. Sitting in, got to say it, the holiday, this was my lobster day. Because you stay clean, if you are new, you get an automatic pay raise, honey. We come down here, we eat lobsters. Now, I buy other people lobsters. That's what the program will do for you, right? But when someone asks, you know, for you to serve, this program saved my life. My first year, My first year I was at this convention, we had like 500 strong. We like 8,000 or something now, so it's just incredibly crazy. She right here, I was looking for the person getting high. I ain't believe the 500 people was nowhere and no wasn't nobody high. Cute, walking in heels, like somebody high up in here. And my sponsor was like, no, but your ass gonna be high before you leave here if you don't get in the meeting. So fast forward, 26 years later, to be in the same place that you remember you came to. I became a bum in active addiction. My life, the choices that I made, they weren't my mama's, they weren't my father's, just certainly. But when that thing is on you, it say go, and you keep going till you just, honey, like the Energizer Bunny, I had a whole lot of energy to do whatever, and I took credit for all the times that things weren't wound up so wonderfully well. Not realizing how important that was going to be, like in my second and third step experience of coming to believe. We're talking on this side, but it's kind of difficult to talk about a clean life and not getting in touch with what happened to you when you was using. It was the same God that when I went on 116th and Morningside that they just raided the spot, but I come up with my money and I got real money this time that I could walk in. I thought I was lucky. I didn't realize until I started writing, because then I said it. That was God, huh? That was God's covering. Yeah, because you do remember standing across the street on with the fire barrel waiting to get in a few times with your mink coat. Nobody else standing around there worried about my mink coat, and I wasn't either. And by the time I got in, let the truth be told. This is important, because I started putting material things all up here, because they'll come and they'll go. But where your spirit is, honey, you got to be straight with that, knowing when you're out of order to get in order. I take the mink coat off, honey. That's a good work. That's some good working money right there, right? When my money gets short. And I sold a coat for $25. I heard the brother in the background saying, sis, if you would have waited for like 5 more minutes, she would have gave it to you for free. If it weren't for free. It wasn't free. I was stripped of all dignity and respect. And this woman, I remember her telling me, God don't make no junk. But when you feel like junk, you got to do the work until you feel your worth. I am so thankful, you know, for the process of sponsorship and then thinking about it. Now here, 26 years later, that I'm here and Janice is here. She brought me to my first convention. I don't know who's sitting out there and how you got here, but my first convention with them 500 people, there were 6 people that had 24 hours. God knows there's no way in hell. I didn't know anything about an NA, but I certainly wouldn't have been at no convention up on no stage with people screaming and howling. It was 6 people, and I remember that, and I started thinking. Because, you know, first they tell you don't think, then they tell you shit like think. It's like, damn, sponsors, are y'all crazy? What the, you know, don't think, you're too stupid to think. You know, you might get high if you start thinking, you know. And then you got to start thinking differently. Like, well, damn, can y'all make up your mind on, you know, what you're supposed to do? We didn't have all the literature that we're so graced with today. We didn't have the phone calls that you could tap into to get a message to save your life. So whatever works, works. I'm open to change. That's not my experience. And I'm thankful that people were able to see me and the importance of that circle and what it represented and kind of bringing me together. And I'm going to tell you, going to many meetings, my sponsor had me. She said I was so smart and so sweet. I needed to be informed. So she said I was only to go to step meetings. So for basically my whole recovery, I've been going to step meetings, step and tradition meetings, since I've had 60 days clean. And here was the kick. You know, you're trying to be cute and going around and doing, you can't talk if you don't know what shit to talk about. You ain't doing no step. I don't know what a damn step is. It's in the book, right? And I'm the one, she right here. People come up to mess with her because she was a service junkie. I said, oh, I got this because I ain't working on shit. And she said, well, you need to be working on something. I got this. She wasn't into fighting and all of that. The cover up. So the same, you know, thing on doing what I had to do in active addiction, doing on this side has been so wonderful. Because she would tell us things, you know, you got to find God, girl. She said, believe that I believe. And I believe that she believed. Now, I'm going to tell you why, because here was the evidence. She had some money. We was eating lobsters and steaks and stuff. I'm just talking about real talk. Every Thursday. Every Thursday. Y'all hear that? Every Thursday. They knew her name. She put the tip up there and say, watch how dear, because, honey, I'm going to tip off with that change. Right, she'd be like, girl, get your hand up off that table, right? She right there. I couldn't believe we were leaving like $50 tips, you know, and so forth. But living a good life, a better life, She said, and at some point you will be able to give back what you're giving. And you won't know who you're going to give it to. She started sponsoring like 8-9 people. And it's like, well, damn, you can't sponsor all these people. Because, you know. But what does that really sound like when you're doing step work? That sounds like jealousy, a little bit of envy. And so she was already helping me, saying, don't you get everything you need, sister? You know, we think we need another sponsor when somebody ain't listening the way I want them to listen. Or you going to tell her how to sponsor and your ass ain't done a first step out of 10 questions. You know, give 10 examples of powerlessness in your life and you can only come up with 2. And your ass gave the dope man. You know, she was running off my stuff like she lived my life. And that is the wonderful thing about sponsorship. And there was no judgment. Being different, there is no way I would have let somebody strange help me. So I didn't know that help was already on the way when you begin to open your mouth. Because sometimes you don't know what to ask for, but you get the right sponsor, right? I didn't have a relationship with my mother when I came in the program. I hated my mother. I didn't have women to tell me, don't hate your mother. I hated her when I came in the program. I take care of her today. Ha-ha. You do the step work, things will change and happen because you will be in position. But her mother was my mother. Her mother fed me when I had no money. Had groceries at the door. They didn't ask for anything. I'm talking about unconditional love. Somebody who doesn't even know you that invests and pours into you. Because what? I know today that she know as I know standing here with 26 years that what you give out, one day your ass gonna need back. So if you haven't received it well and in the spirit of which it's given, I'm thankful that I came to believe. I believe that she believed, but I came to believe. And you will work on what you believe works for you. I've seen evidence of God. I ain't high. I ain't hearing no voices. Did dope forever, free base for a couple months. Need the program. Right. Things begin to happen in my sponsor's life. And then what? It says, our orange pamphlet says the two-way street. Well, sister, you got to get up on the curb. You got to participate in the relationship. It's got to be something that becomes authentic with your inauthentic ass. So in the beginning, the sponsor will give more. But as I did my work, I now know how to cover her ass. What are we talking about? Second and third step, learning how to pray. Well, honey, we know I knew something about trust. I said I'm from Newark in New York. We put money in little potty holes and shit. You ain't even see the person on the other side. I trusted that joker was going to come back with my something because I was just hopeful. Oh, all these principles. And now get on this side and don't have them. So, you know, it's so important to just get in touch with your life. And so at about 3.5 years in recovery, I was, you know, I only go to step meetings, and I was in an 11th step meeting. And she had told me in the beginning, whatever step you're on, you go. But she planted the seed of wherever you go. Make sure you go to 11th step meeting because you want to know where you're headed in this process. So I came in the program Muslim. This ain't a religious program, so nobody ain't got to get up and jump. This is just my story. But there's a step that'll help me address my issues. And what I realized about that is someone named me at 11. I think everybody in Newark is Muslim. I know it's not the truth, but it just seemed like everybody got a Muslim name in Newark. Brick City. And the real deal is it's when I started rebelling. But what I got in touch with is someone has always named me and told me who I was. You know what I'm saying? And then I hated my mother. She named me Lisa. So who's going to go by that name? She say go left, I go right. She say it's storming this way. You know, take the shady way. Hell no, I'm going that way. You get your ass all busted up. Hard head. But grandma said it too. But sponsor said the same thing, but it didn't sound the same. It resonated with my spirit because I was so broken and ready to do a new thing. So it's good when people are able to see that. So I'm in this meeting and this sister sharing on the 11 steps. She had already told me about the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, they had all these little shits they tell you, like the light tunnel, we get on the highway, you know, like what the world is going on. And this sister was sharing on the 11th step and she was sharing about having HIV. Her sister just died of AIDS. Her mother's house just got robbed. And she was talking about the goodness of God. Yes. And when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You can only do the 1-2-3 shuffle, but so long. Because you're going to have opportunities to exercise this newfound belief system that you have. Hadiya. And in Arabic, hadiya means a gift. And I'm going to tell you, there became a part of my recovery where I began to feel the name. But through the course of my step work, and especially when I got toward the 11th step, I had questions that said stuff to me that by the time you get here, you need to know who you're praying to, sister. Who are you praying to? Oh, and I started questioning my own orientation, because after you do a fourth and fifth step and see your life, that you was just a hoe and miserable, and it was a hoe. But you want a husband. Oh, my husband right there. I ain't get married till I was 50. I'm just saying. So there's always keep hope alive. You give up your hoeish ways, you might get a husband. But if you come in a hoe, it's okay. Because a hoe can be happy. A change hoe. Because God can do what he wants. But it's important that I remember the junkie mutilating hoe that I was, that I am no longer. Because God. True story. God will come when you ask. You don't even know. I was in a dope spot. My sister came in a dope spot. She real fine. They let her in because I guess they thought they was going to get some free whatever. They know she was like saved and sanctified. So we in there trying to get high. And she, get my sister Hadi out of there. Y'all stupid. Get her out of there. You stupid, stupid. That's what my little sister say. And she started doing what she was doing. I told the brother, I said, I told y'all she practiced that damn witchcraft. Why y'all let her up in here? Right? We couldn't get high. I saw it in my fourth step, and I talked about it in my fifth step. So my sponsor said, so that was the something. Because I'd always say, well, something said. She said, well, what's the something, baby? You high? You need to be able to identify what the something is. So I'm talking about my own confusion with just this spirituality. I understand that to be right relationship with God. But if you ain't right, that relationship can't get right. Everything about my lifestyle is wrong. But when I started questioning, has anyone besides me been miserable as hell, like in six step, like you clean some years and you doing just stupid stuff? You already know what you're doing. Forgetting that there's a seven step right here to say, well, baby, you really don't have to live like that clean. But you do have to make a different choice. And most of them begin with a what? A S-T-O-P, not stopping, no name, just stop. You want a husband? Stop being a hoe. Oh, and I was telling people, you know, the 1, 2, 3 shuffle. Through God, all things are possible. Well, why you can't stop opening your legs? And then I remember when that thing happens, when you're ready, when the student's ready, the teacher will appear. God says, stop. And I'm telling you, I was praying like this. She taught me how to pray. Mm-hmm. Ugly girls getting women. Hell. That's not a nice prayer. That's just saying where I was, where my insecurities were. But people were getting married. They were going on, but they were also changing. I was staying the same. It's kind of miserable to be clean and be the same, right? So I've had these opportunities to look back, you know, at my past and in my present. And there were times, I'm serious, in active addiction, I covered up my mirror with a towel. But if you came to my house, I would go run in there and take the towel off. That means I had a moment of clarity. I just didn't know what to do with it when the moment came. And I wasn't ready, so I kept it up there so I could stay in the dark. So on this side, when you are seeking the light after having such a dark existence, it shines. So this sister sharing on the 11th step with all this stuff, and she happy, joyous, and free with all this going on, I was attracted to it. And I sought her out. I stalked her. We know I got good stalking skills because just, you know, my story. I'm a good stalker. I never said that word until you do a four-step and a sponsor say, so you sound like a stalker. It is what it is. Right? And so she gave me experiences like, check this out. My father died, my fourth year clean of cancer. He came in my life. Thank God for the rooms in Narcotics Anonymous. You people are so amazing because there's nurses here, there's doctors, and our credentials don't matter when we come to the door, but when you go to places regularly to meetings and you get to see the folks that's in there, those are some of, you know, the people that God has sent to get you someplace. Because a closed mouth will never get fed. With years can't clean, I come in here and I share where the hell I am. And some people say, oh, good ass sharing spiritual idea, broken now. But in my brokenness, I'm getting ready to get fixed because I'm talking about it. I ain't putting no dope on it. Ain't no hype going to be nowhere near. And I'm not even thinking about that. I'm already solution oriented. Like, God, I need some help. And when I ask, he sends the help. It's not always in the package that I think it is or the person. But that's why you got to change. Right relationship. Do the right thing for the right reason regularly. So that you're not so broken. This sister gave me assignments like, go get two plants, honey. One of them you're going to talk to. You're going to put them in the same place. But one you're going to talk to and touch. And I was like, see, these sponsor shit, this shit crazy. So I went to the store and said, I think I'm looking for electricity. I know what the fuck I was looking for. And I'm going to tell you, somebody already got it. I got it now. Because whatever you pour into and you spend a little time with, it's going to blossom and come a new thing. So one plant, I remember by the second week, because she said do it 30 days. First week, I was like, this is some stupid mess. While I'm talking to the one that I'm supposed to be giving the love and affection to, the other one, I just done watered it, left it alone. By the second week, you know, I was saying things like, you're starting to shine a little bit. Because it's just me in the house. Nobody don't see me doing this dumb shit, right? By the third week, it has a bud that's quicker than the other one. I still ain't get it because it takes a sponsor to tell you whatever you put your energy toward, right? This ain't foreign. This is not foreign. You're not going to be able to give somebody something you don't have. I became a bum. I'm not a bum today. Fully self-supporting. For years, God said, leave your job. I called my sponsor. She started laughing. I was thinking we was at the circus or some shit. And she said, whatever God tells you to do, he'll make provisions. So I sell everything other than coochie. Have some pretty big clients, and I'm a good talker. Her mother named me Polly at year two, like Polly want a cracker, right? But talking, you guys say, what? Talking to save your life. Some people may think it's out of order, but when you're hurting so badly, you want to get better. Right? So I have been praying for a husband and telling people, stop, you got all things are possible. And I remember stopping because I heard him say it. So my husband gonna just come to me and find me and we gonna get married. And I heard a yawp. Anybody from Newark? Yawp. I heard it loud and clearly. And so I did, and I went 18 months. Now here's the kicker. When you're telling people what you're working on, trying to be better, you guys tell me come and become spiritual. When I began to work in that way, then you start saying, oh, now she's so spiritual. So I had got to a place, I've never gone 6 months. I ain't never go a year without no sex. Maybe some of y'all have, wonderful. Yeah, right. Was not my story. So I was asking you, so how it get at the 6 months? I'm wanting to know, is things going to change? Fit? I've never done it. But when I got past the point of having to do any outside thing, I got okay with just being with God and not having to be with somebody, asking people where they married, not just sleeping with them because they paying a bill or doing something. He did. He kind of knocked on the door with some Starbucks coffee. He came, and within a week later, he said, I know that you're my wife. Ask God. You know God. And I was like, I will, Mother Ucka, in my head. And in my own timing. And so at 50-some, got married. September 21st, 2014, 13. March 21st, 3 months later, I woke up in the middle of the night. I am that I am. Lisa is who I am. He's a trucker. He was gone. And I was like, who talking? And he was like, no, who talking to you? God said it's okay to be who you are. It was 4:30 in the morning. My mother's upstairs that I take care of the woman that I hated so, that I'm her sole caretaker today. So that means there's some work that took place there. Dealt with the abuse, da-da-da, and I'm wrapping this up. And I couldn't wait to tell her. Her face was priceless when I said, Mommy, you can call me my name. And she said, Hadia? Because check this out, I was named Hadia at 11. I carried that name for 40 years. Somebody knows spiritually what that represents. My belief system is my belief system. I'm not putting it on anyone. But it was pretty interesting that God made that very clear to me to see. You're no longer lost, honey. You're on the path. You can be who you are. It really is okay. God did not say that everyone else had to just start calling me Lisa, but I had to be okay with Lisa. The little girl within that was just rebellious to her mother that didn't want the name. It was a priceless look that she had on her face. So I'm so thankful, you know, that I stayed long enough to just be true to who I am. And let the truth be told, because I started out being kind of vain. Hadia and Martinez don't go together, honey. But Dee or Lisa Martinez, like God knows. He knows. So in closing, whenever I've been feeling bad, let me tell you what my sponsor gave me. She would put me in the mirror and she'd say, this is my 11-step work, part of it. I am unique. I am divine. I am a divinely unique expression of all that is good, of all that is God. I am unique. I am divine. I am a divinely unique expression of all that is good, of all that is God. Say it until you mean it, sponsor said. I believe it. I believe I'm one with God. I'm on the path. And when I fall short, he's there to pick me up. And I have somebody standing with me in my mess and standing with me in my joyous times. So if you are new, welcome. May God be with you. If you are old, I thank you for being here and continuing to come as things change in the program. But our message is the same, that any addict can stop losing, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. Thanks for letting me share, family.